Okay, councillors, just wanted to get a start here with it being Friday evening. We need to move this issue on. We have a significant number of apologies. They have contacted us, so I'll read them out. We have apologies from the following councillors: Andrews, Bailey, Brown, Burns, Byrne, Casey, Devlin, Dorn, Fitzpatrick, Hannah, McCauley, McMahon, McMurray, Mernon, Riley, Stokes, Taylor and Trainer. So they are the apologies that we have. Have we any declarations of interest? Sorry? Councillor Quinn? And Paul O'Gribben. Okay. No declarations of interest. Well, I'm going to hand immediately over to Collie Jackson, who will lead us through the proceedings. Collie, would you like to just take over?
Thank you, Chair. Members, you will all be aware that we went through the RTS committee with a proposal to extend the agency agreement for the off-street car parking enforcement. That report we went through as approved in January. Members agreed to defer the decision to extend the agency agreement until they got a bit more information and some clarification on some issues that they raised. So what I've done is I've asked Peter Morrow, here on my right hand side, to come in. Peter's going to give you a bit of a 10-minute presentation on the work that he carried out on behalf of his company Aircom in relation to the background, in relation to the extending the agency agreement. Peter, we've been working closely with Peter from May of this year. Peter's consulted with all of the councils, and I'll just hand over to Peter. He's going to maybe take you through about a 10-minute presentation, and hopefully some of the concerns that were raised at the last meeting, hopefully Peter will be able to address some of those concerns. So I'd maybe just ask Peter to, you know, come over and take us through his presentation, and afterwards maybe we'll have some questions and answers whenever he's finished. Thank you, Chair.
Good afternoon, folks. Nice to see you. Thank you for having me. I'm going to give a very quick presentation fly through of what we have done. So there's the six things I'm going to cover, and hopefully take like 10-15 minutes maximum. So I'm going to talk a bit about the context, what we're looking at. Secondly, what were we asked to do? Thirdly, what we found in terms of concerns from the various councils we spoke to, looking then at the options we considered and the options we assessed. A bit of a discussion on in-house delivery and the options there. And then the recommendations as part of the study that for off-street parking across Northern Ireland. So firstly, the context, you might be aware of most of this, but just for clarity anyway. The 11 councils received car parks nearly 3 years ago, I suppose. Just in terms of numbers, that's over 300 car parks were transferred, just over 27,000 spaces. Just in terms of numbers of parking tickets, so that's if you are unfortunate enough to get a parking ticket off street. So in a car park, there was 36,000 issued 2 years ago. That compares with 85,000 on street, and on street parking is still retained by the department. So those are just some kind of numbers for you, and I will drill down into Newry and Moran Downs numbers a wee bit as well. I think the main point is that as part of that process, the net income was removed by central government for parking, so neither party was supposed to be better or worse off as part of the arrangement. And just to point out, that number for Newry Moran Down is 270,000. The way that parking works is that you're part of an agency agreement which the department runs, so you buy into a service that they run on your behalf. And some of the private sector does do some of the elements of that, so the on-street enforcement, so the red coats, the cash collection of the machines, that kind of thing. But it's a public-private enterprise that you essentially pay for on a monthly basis. Okay, so that includes enforcement, cash collection, reconciling the cash that's collected in the bank, the IT, the machines themselves, processing of parking tickets, which is quite a long, drawn-out process, cashless payments, so you can pay without needing any cash. You can pay on your phone or on your mobile. That's all part of what you are currently availing of. But each council has a degree of autonomy, and they can choose what they want within that contract. So the number of patrols, the number of cash collections, that kind of thing. So there is that flexibility in the arrangement. So digging in a bit more closer to home, the context within this council area, so there's 39 car parks were transferred, and 11 of those are currently charged, and they're in Newry, Balnahinch, and Downpatrick. So just some high-level financial numbers. So income, so that's what you get from parking, so that's people paying for parking, and also people who pay a parking fine, that's just under 600k. The cost of the contract amount to 159, so that's the year before last numbers. So the net amount is 434, and that's the number to remember. So in terms of PCN, so that's parking tickets, there was 2,700 issued. It's not the highest of the 11, currently it's not the lowest either. The agency agreement, the reason for this study is that runs to October next year, and the department asked for councils to let them know if they were intended to stay and renew in that agreement through to 2022 or not. 8 councils have subsequently agreed to extend through to 2022 on the basis of the work we have done. If a council was to renew, that means the contract is fixed, of course, through to 2022. But I do want to point out that it's not necessarily 4 years away. You need to start thinking about what you will do in 2022, because the whole contract will be up for the grabs. So we think actually the work will probably start in about 12, 18 months' time to be ready for that. So we were asked to do 3 main things, and as Colm said, we started in May last year, and it was for all 11 councils, so we certainly engaged with all of them fully. So the first element is consultation, so we spoke to all the officials in each of the councils who are involved with running parking, to identify issues and what works, what doesn't work. Is there an appetite for collective action? Secondly, best practice, so that's looking at what we could do. There's huge advances in parking technology, also in parking enforcement. Parking enforcement is becoming less and less a requirement because of technology. And also we tested the market, so we spoke to a lot of suppliers, people who offer various services of all shapes and sizes. Thirdly, we looked at feasibility. So there might be these wonderful systems out there, but would they work here? Do we make enough money for them to pay for themselves? Some of them just aren't applicable for various reasons. And then we recommended the way forward. So those are the 3 tasks. When we spoke to the council, these are some of the common concerns that they had. There is a bit of frustration with the contract, as you can probably imagine, but in terms of its functioning every day, it's pretty good. There aren't really problems at the front end with the service, but there are some issues in that. I think just the way that the contract has been transferred over to Off Street, or the way it's considered, it can be a bit clunky, and often you have different considerations in terms of car parks compared to On Street. We have identified some specific issues with the likes of ticket misuse, problems with debt collection that's a bit slow, and also vehicle clamping, which is if you get right to the end of the process and you haven't paid for your parking ticket, you will theoretically get clamped. The issues with ticket misuse are, we think there's a lot of people who pass tickets over to each other, and also some people just don't pay for parking who should, and then they get a ticket and then they ask someone on the other side of the car park, can I have your ticket please? So they're getting off that. Now that costs councils a lot of money, because they still get charged for the processing of that ticket, even though it's cancelled. So there's issues like that. We also touched on the £1 for 3 and 5 hours. Now, that's in 8 of the 11 council areas, not in all of them. That is having an impact. That came in 2014. In the major way, in terms of turnover of space, it means that people can park for a long duration in the most desirable locations, and that has impacts on space availability for others, and also impact on trade and that kind of thing. Also impacts on revenues, as you can imagine, so it means you can't do as much as you would like, and also cashless parking. Excuse me.
Yeah, we're just going to enter into the part of the presentation which would be sensitive, so we need to have a proposer and seconder at this stage of the two, so proposed from Councillor Clark and we are now in committee. And again, for clarification, we have unanimously agreed the recommendations as laid out in the report in front of us, with a view to reviewing the tariffs in a timeline of approximately 6 months.
read them out. Just read that.
So we are basically approving the recommendations to the extent the agency agreement with TNI from October 19 to October 22 to introduce an alphanumeric keypad on all pay and display ticket machines, to consider the AECOM recommendations to revise the parking tariff to be reviewed in 6 months, and to note the proposal to actively market and promote cashless parking. And that's what we have agreed tonight. Thank you, councillors.